Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we're going to keep company with Jesus through the practice of imaginative prayer. This practice was developed by Ignatius of Loyola in the 1500s to help people come to know Jesus through imaginative interaction with Scripture. So as we place ourselves in the gospel stories, God meets and interacts with each of us personally and uniquely. We become a participant in the story and then continue in the story in our heart, mind, imagination, spirit, and body after the reading ends. We currently find ourselves in the season of Lent, which is the 40 days, not including Sundays, from Ash Wednesday to the Saturday before Easter. This season in the church calendar is often described as a time of preparation and an opportunity to go deeper with God and ourselves as we remember Jesus' death and resurrection. And so over these 6 weeks, we are going to be practicing imaginative prayer with passages about Jesus' final days. Today, we're going to place ourselves in Matthew 26, 6 through 13, where Jesus is anointed at Bethany. I'll be reading through the story 4 separate times, inviting you during each reading to listen and pay attention to something specific as we ultimately move toward finding ourselves in the story. And so I want to invite you now to take some deep breaths and begin to cultivate awareness within. If you are not already aware, I invite you to become aware of God's presence with you, that God is with you now, God who loves you deeply and is so tender and kind towards you. Now, during my first reading of this passage, I simply want you to just listen to this story. While Jesus was in Bethany, in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured out on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. "This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for the burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Now, during this second reading, I want you to listen and pay attention to more of the detail. Things like, what is the setting like? What time of day is it? What are the mood and the atmosphere like? How do people interact with one another here? While Jesus was in Bethany, in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. "This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly I tell you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Now, during the third reading, I want you to begin to feel yourself in that place. Who or what are you? Are you a person? What are you doing, thinking, or feeling? Use your senses. What are the sounds and smells? What are the emotions that rise up in you or in others? Lean in to allowing yourself to really find yourself in this scene. While Jesus was in Bethany, in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. "This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Now, during this final reading, I want you to experience the story as the person or the object you identify with. Now, when the reading ends, let the story continue to unfold with you, within you, in your imagination, in your mind, and your heart, as the person or the object that you are finding yourself in, until you hear me say, "Amen." So I'll give you a little bit of time to sit there in that place once the reading is done. While Jesus was in Bethany, in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. "This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Now again, take some time to continue in this story. Amen. Now, I want to invite you to take some time and consider your experience. How did you relate to this story? Did it stir up any thoughts or feelings? Maybe spend some time journaling about it. What might God be saying or inviting you into as a result of your experience? And know that imaginative prayer takes some practice. It can be hard for us to really give ourselves permission to release into the story. So be gentle and kind with your experience of this. But I invite you now, again, to just consider, is there something here for you? Does God have an invitation for you in light of your experience? I encourage you to allow this experience to stay with you as you move into your day and week. pay attention, stay curious, and ask the Spirit to illuminate and reveal itself to you.